Okay, why are we here? Let me tell you very briefly why we're here, because I think it's always good to take stock of that. We're not doing this just for the fun of getting together, all right? I'd be spending time with my family right now if this wasn't something that I considered very, very important. I interview about 4 or 5 people a year. I probably do 50 to 150 interviews where I'm interviewed, but I interview 4 to 5 people a year, and to me, they are the best of the best of the best. Now, they may not be the most famous, but they're the best, and I try to bring you that, and I search all year long to find the best of the best of the best, okay? And Dr. Glenn Hill is that, and I'll tell you more about him in a minute. But why else are we here? We're here because every issue boils down to a relationship issue. Okay? Anger comes from a relationship issue. Sadness and depression comes from a relationship issue. Anxiety, worry, and fear come from relationship issues. Unforgiveness, low self-worth, rejection, all of those originate somewhere from a relationship issue. Now, we may not know what it is, okay, but until we heal or fix that relationship issue, the anger's not going to go away. The sadness and depression, the unforgiveness, the high blood pressure, the cancer, the whatever it is, that the stress on the body from these underlying relationship issues comes from, it's not just going to magically go away, all right? You have to fix it. I've specialized in relationships in the last 30-plus years of doing counseling of all sorts of, all types of counseling, clinical, spiritual, relational, but I've specialized in relationships. Why? Because I always knew that's what everything boils down to. Everything boils down to relationships, all right? So, what in the world does that have to do with, like, our life relationships and sexuality and stuff like that? You have to get this clear before you're going to understand what we're doing tonight. This is not really about that. This is about healing the relationship issue inside of your heart and mind. That's what it's about. Now, does that affect actual relationships? Yes. Does that affect your job? Yes. Does that affect your health? Yes. It affects everything. Okay? But in the context we're talking about tonight, yeah, we're going to be talking some about actual relationships, but we're talking every bit as much about relationship memories, thoughts, feelings, and beliefs in your heart and mind. Okay? My dad hit me probably 20 times when I was about 13 years old and told me I was never going to amount to anything because he had just found out he had heart disease and snapped. Okay? Well, at 50, in my 50s now, is my dad still hitting me and telling me that I'm never going to amount to anything? Well, of course not. That happened one time when I was 13, and it's never happened again. But the day after he did that memory all by itself resolve and heal so that it never bothered me again? No, it ruined the next 15 years of my life. Okay? Well, how could that be? Because he wasn't still hitting me then. It's because it's not about what's happening right now. It's about what's in your heart and mind, in your memories, thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. Your unconscious mind does not differentiate between what is real and what is imagined. It does not differentiate between past, present, and future. It treats everything as present tense reality. Okay. Now, we did an Intimacy Codes event with Dr. Glenn Hill about 6 months ago, all right? And I'd been wanting to do that for a long time because because of who he is and what he teaches. And let me tell you a little bit about that. I met Dr. Glenn when he was a contractor, when he built houses and did renovations and stuff like that, and he did some contracting work on our house. We became friends. Some of his children babysat for my children, and we got to know each other. And it seemed like every time I was around him, there would be people there who I didn't know, and I'd be introduced to, and I'd say, well, what's your connection here? And they would say, well, I was really struggling with my life. I was struggling with an addiction. I was struggling with anger. I was struggling with something. And Dr. Glenn started helping me and counseling me and talking to me, and he saved my life. And I heard that story from different people with different specifics over and over and over and over and over. It was unbelievable. Every time I was around him, I met new people whose lives he had saved. And then I finally figured out why. It's because he had a passion for that. He was gifted in that. It wasn't that he learned it in school. He was, although he has done that and has a PhD and all the letters and framed on the wall, he's got all that stuff. But that's not why he was so good. He was so good because he was passionate and gifted by God to do that. And what he was teaching and counseling was different from what other people were teaching and counseling. In a lot of cases, it was dramatically different. In some cases, it was almost the opposite of what other people were teaching, which really resonates with me because the same thing has happened with me, okay? And that's why, in my opinion, he was having such results and eventually left contracting to do counseling and therapy and teaching and lecturing and writing books full time. And I'm so glad he's doing that now. My opinion, which may not be worth a whole lot, is that most counseling and therapy does not work, at least for what you're wanting it to work for, which is to eliminate your problem. That rarely happens, okay? The great majority of counseling and therapy, even the ones that are called successful, the end result is coping mechanisms, not healing them, fixing the problem. It's coping mechanisms. Well, the very definition of coping is you've still got the problem. Well, the people that Dr. Glenn was working with were having their problem healed or fixed, not just learning coping. They were having their lives saved in their words, all right? At that workshop 6 months ago, we had people come from all over, all different countries, all that sort of thing. There were older couples there. There were single men, single women there. There were children there. There were people in relationships, people that were not in any relationships, okay? Let me share with you what a couple of them said. Almost all of them gave us a testimonial after it was over. Let me share with you what a couple of them said. 14-year-old Lisa, who thought she was going to be bored to death and was really dreading coming, after it was over, she said, you know, I'm stressed out all the time by school, by, you know, trying to fit in, by grades, by, you know, extracurricular activities, by boys, you know. She said, I feel more peace than I've ever felt in my life. I'm not anxious anymore. I'm not afraid anymore. My anxiety is gone. She said, my goodness, I'm so glad I came. It's changed my life. 52-year-old, single, Dan. Dan said, this totally applied to me, and I was a little concerned about that when I came because I'm single. He said, it totally applied to me. I feel happy now in a way I haven't felt in a long time. And in fact, I believe I'll be happy now for the rest of my life, whether I'm single, in a relationship, or anything else. 72-year-old Bertrand and his wife Lana, at the end of the day, he said, at the end of the day, our problems are gone from the start of the day, and many of those problems are 50 years old. 38-year-old Stephanie said, an old hurt that I've had for so long is gone, and I feel joy and peace now. Newly married, newlyweds, Rob and Diana said, man, this is way better than the books or premarital counseling and stuff that we did before we got married. We have never heard of most of this stuff. 41-year-old John said, my work issues are gone. And before I came here, I never would have imagined that this would have any effect at all on my work issues. But I now realize that every issue is a relationship issue, and my work issues are now gone. And virtually everyone there that gave us a testimonial, either oral or even some on the record. Okay, so what are we talking about tonight? We're talking about a 6+ hours of instruction on how to heal the source of your life issues, whether it's anger or cancer or diabetes or a relationship issue or loneliness or a work issue like Dan or anything else, all right? So there's about 5 hours of teaching from Dr. Glenn that really applies to any and every issue you could ever have in your life. There's about an hour from me, and then there are custom combination healing code 1 and healing code 2 codes that took me about 2 months to formulate to help you heal the source energetically of all of these issues in your life. And we did that 6 months ago with the group that was there, and that's part of why they experienced healing, not just coping. Okay? So, I believe that 20 years from now, most of you will have heard of Dr. Glenn Hill from something completely unrelated to me, a best-selling book, television, whatever, all right? But let me tell you, he's got the goods right now. And the reason you're going to hear about him later outside of me is because he teaches and has ways to fix and heal and for you to see your life in a way that I've never heard other people teach before. Okay? He's just simply gifted at this. All right? So Dr. Glenn, I'm so honored to have you. Will you come out and say hello?
Yeah, first of all, I would be remiss if I didn't, I don't want to be redundant, but the same for me with the people in the Houston area. We know a number of families there. I have a number of clients there, and this is a life event for them, you know, so it's just so huge and devastating, and they'll always remember this the rest of their life. And exactly what you're talking about as far as relationships, you know, my hope and prayer for each of them is that they have people, you know, relationships that they can turn to that are really there for them, that can help them both physically because there's a lot of logistical things happening, but also relationally because this is just such a difficult, challenging time. Beyond that, thank you for your kind words. For a minute there, I wasn't sure who you were talking about, and then I remembered that you're talking about me, so I appreciate that. And I'm delighted to be here. I, of course, have loved and admired you for a very long time, and I just appreciate all that you do and all that you mean to me and to my family as well.
Well, Glenn, let's start sort of at the beginning, and let's do this if we can in like 20 minutes, and then we'll take questions and answers. You give people an idea of kind of where you come from, and maybe even touch a little bit on the, you know, how you got from contractor to, you know, counselor, therapist, PhD, all of that.
Well, my wife and I married young and had babies young, and unbeknownst to me, babies require food. So I had to work and originally was in the hotel business, then got into the construction business, and one thing led to another, and the little ones continued to demand food, so I had to continue producing income. And so my college path was interrupted. But in 2009, my wife actually said to me, as hard as you work, we should be really, really rich. So there's got to be a better way because we're not really, really rich. So she said, we got to figure out a better path here. And I'd been going to school off and on for quite some time, far too long, far too many colleges, but managed to finish up my undergrad, then went on to my master's and my PhD work. But my wife's name is Phyllis, and Phyllis recognized that this is kind of how I breathe, as you referenced. It's my gifting. It's certainly my passion. I'm so enthralled with relationships and what all that means to us. And having had a bit of a traumatic childhood myself, and then starting out with Phyllis, but really, really rocky first 5 years, and the second 5 years were not great, but all the pain and the difficulties that we went through together. And then we got a little bit of help along the way, which very slowly began turning a large ship, and seeing what that meant to us, and then sharing the things that we had received from others, just sharing them with other people, literally over coffee or dessert or dinner or whatever. There was no business model or mission statement. We were just sharing what had been shared with us, and seeing the effect on other people. And, you know, as that got traction, and certainly in our own lives, but then seeing it in other people as well, you know, eventually got it through my thick head that this is the direction that I needed to go full time and, you know, really devote all of my time and energy to that.
All right. So give us an idea, Glenn, what is your take on relationships, and what is your intention as far as, you know, for these wonderful, beautiful people that are listening who have all sorts of problems, probably every issue you could ever name is represented by people on the phone. So what is your approach?
Well, I remember the first time many years ago that I ever heard you say every issue is a relationship issue. And I didn't disagree with it in the moment, but I thought, boy, that's a bold statement. That just sounds a little bit too broad, too general. But then as both getting to know you and hearing your presentations, but then also as I developed as a person, but also professionally, to realize that, yeah, that's what it all boils down to. You know, the body of research is just growing exponentially now. Longitudinal studies, 25, 30 year longitudinal studies completing, that are actually showing us this scientifically, that all of, broad range of illnesses, you know, diseases, conditions that are brought on because of something that happened in a relationship, just like you mentioned with your dad, you know, might have been 20 years ago, 40 years ago. And, of course, I sit with people all the time that share things that literally happened half a century ago, but it's happening with them today. And part of why that is so clear to me now is as we have developed brain scanning, not that I developed it, but just as I study it and see what it accomplishes, that to realize that the brain does not distinguish between physical pain and emotional pain, so the person, except over time. Emotional pain 50 years later is as bad or worse than it was when it first happened, whereas the physical pain goes away. But to realize that this pain is staying with this person over and over and over and over again, and that's why they're suffering from it. If you manage to get a cut on your arm or leg, well, it will heal, and, you know, a month later, or certainly 6 months later, that's gone. There might be a scar, but, you know, there's not a lingering effect of that, whereas the emotional pain stays with you. Again, for many people, basically a lifetime, which is just overwhelming for me to think about, that if that's not processed, you know, if those relationship wounds are not processed and healed, then it can stay with them long term. And again, that's what my whole focus, my whole work is helping people to process through all of that.
And give us an idea, Glenn. You know, a lot of counseling is still, okay, you know, tell me about your mother, and what we're going to talk about is just relationships. So if you're here for any other reason, you're in the wrong place. Give people an idea how, kind of, no matter what their life situation is, how this is going to be beneficial.
Well, again, simply because it all ties up together. You know, so many of those things, and I believe that's one of the numerous downfalls of Freudianism, just psychoanalysis, is we can look at the cut on your leg from every possible angle and identify it and examine the thing that gave you the cut, the knife or whatever. Well, we still haven't done anything for the wound. You're still bleeding profusely. And we may have identified every possible aspect and angle of it, but we haven't actually helped you with it. So for you and me both, what our endeavors are is helping people actually process through the relational wound to heal from that. And it's amazing to me how simple all of this is. It's not easy. I tell people in our first session together, this is the most challenging thing you'll ever do in your life. If you want to do something easier, just go run a marathon, because it's very, very difficult to move something that's intangible, you know, that being your emotions, your memories of your past interactions and relationships. But it's a very simple process. Again, not always quick, but it's actually a fairly simple thing to do for us to begin processing through. Of course, I've heard your story of your dad a number of times that you presented it, and it's a fairly simple thing to process through that. Again, it's painful, it's difficult, and as you said, it haunted you for a very long time. But when you actually process through it and heal from it, it's a pretty simple thing to do. And of course, that's the thrill and the joy that I get to experience regularly, is watching people be able to do that, just to process through and heal from the things that are hindering them. And I would add, too, that I think the human potential is so astounding. Not that that's our whole focus, but I tell pretty much all my clients that you will make more money over the next year or two.
Yeah,
as
absolutely.
You are healed of these things. You now have just, we call them EEUs and MEUs, emotional energy units and mental energy units, to devote to the things that are productive. Again, not necessarily just in revenue generating, but to the things that you want to do. Whereas if you're suffering from these relational wounds, well, you're all wrapped up in that until 12 o'clock, you know, every day, and you don't even get on point until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the day's wrapping up, and, you know, you don't accomplish the things that you want to accomplish.
Yeah, that's the barrel effect that I first heard about from Dr. Doris Rapp, where all stress goes into the same barrel, and once that barrel's full, you start having things break. And that's why Dr. Rapp endorsed me in the Healing Code. She said, you know, if you empty that barrel half out, you know, by healing all these relational issues of life, man, all of a sudden you've got tons more energy, you're getting more done, and as you say, you're making more money.
Yeah.
So, Glenn, this is about 6 hours of teaching. Can you walk us through sort of the things you touch on in here, the different sessions? Give people an idea kind of what they would get with this. And the best thing to me is you can do this at home in your pajamas. If you were to pay Glenn and I, if you were to pay him for his time that you get with this and teaching you, like, in his office, and pay me for my time teaching you and developing these custom codes, it'd be like $2,000. So, and of course, this is nowhere in that neighborhood. This is a fraction of that. But tell people kind of the different segments you do and some highlights of what they're going to get.
Well, I would mention that because it was funny. We actually did a workshop this past Saturday, and there was a young man who talked to me afterwards. He actually apologized, and he said, I think my mind was fried by, about halfway through the day. And I had noticed him a little, and he's a real sharp guy, but he's from a younger generation. I hope that's not too insulting. But he said,
span.
My attention. Yeah, well, he said, my attention span is just not that long. And, you know, it was so content rich that I was overwhelmed, you know, halfway through the day. So that's part of the beauty of this is that you can do it on your own pace, your own time, you know, just and digest it as you're able. Some people are fine, you know, sitting literally for 6 hours. And but I think for the majority of people, that's not the case at all. So we begin with what I identify as the number one fundamental foundational human need, and that is identity. We all have to feel identity. If you picture meeting someone, and if they just stare at you blankly, if they don't acknowledge you, shake your hand, smile at you, whatever, you're about 20 seconds in of this blank stare, and you want to move away from that person. You don't have to be mad at them, but you just are thinking, this person gives me no identity. They apparently don't value me at all. So, again, that's the foundation of it all. I think that's where, you know, the relational wounds get messed up along the way, is that we were unable for whatever reason. And again, the person who is not identifying me, well, they've got their stuff too. So it's just a cycle that happens, you know, in any interaction. And then that's the second thing that we talk about is the cycle that happens in a relationship, how, you know, I do this, Phyllis reacts to it, I react to her reaction, she reacts to my reaction, et cetera, et cetera. And then our cycle spins around. So my goal is not to pathologize any individual or even their behavior, but just to recognize, oh, our cycle starts spinning there. It got too fast, turned into a tornado. And we talk about the cycle becoming a cyclone. And then we get into just the core emotions. Research indicates humans experience 8 core emotions. There's some discussion and debate about that, but pretty much all come back to the 8. And to be able to identify those and to access them, to be able to verbalize them and process them so that they don't mount up, so that they don't become harmful to us. I believe all the emotions are positive. A lot of times people look at the list and they go, why are they all negative except for joy? But all the emotions accomplish something for us. Where you're supposed to experience fear whenever you're doing 82 miles an hour on the interstate. And I know some people do 82. I'm sure they are in the audience. But anyway, you know, you're hoping the guy beside you is experiencing some fear. He doesn't have to be terrified, but just so he stays in his lane, so he's not weaving back and forth. So all of the emotions accomplish something for us. It's just when they're not processed well that they don't accomplish their purpose, and then they store up. And, of course, even on a cellular level, they actually build up within our body, and that's whenever they tear down, of course, our immune system and so many things you know, connected to that.
All right. And what I want you to know, though, as you're listening to this, is these are not just philosophical discussions about identity and emotions and things like that. This is kind of the problem, and then here's the solution you do to fix this.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I should have mentioned that, just how significant that it is experiential. This is not just something to discuss or contemplate. Our goal is for the individual to process through things. And we actually do what we call empty chair work, where I sit with someone and they process through emotions from a grandfather who abused them, and he passed away 20 years ago. But they still sit with the grandfather. I mean, you know, it's an empty chair. But they actually process through the emotions with that other individual where the relational wound occurred. We say relational wounds are healed in relationship. And that's a big, big part of it, is just the experiential nature that this isn't just, theoretical discussions. But this is something that we want people to implement and, you know, really experience and actively participate in as well. Yeah, that's a great point.
Well, let me jump in here, guys, real quick and ask a question, because what if, I mean, I had a wonderful relationship with my grandparents, and my mom and dad were phenomenal, and what about those of us that had good relationships growing up and we don't have those kinds of things? How beneficial is this for somebody who's single and has good relationships? How will that benefit me?
Yeah, great question. you know, all of us have, of course, are unique as individuals, and all of us have unique experiences, but all of us have something. All of us have stuff. One of our sayings is that your perception is your reality. There were a tremendous number of wounds that I experienced from Phyllis that had nothing to do with Phyllis. They were just things that were within me. So there's lots of things that happen to an individual that they may not have actually occurred in the truest sense of the word reality, but the individual experienced some sort of hurt, some detriment from it. You know, all of us have walked into a room and some people started laughing, and we were pretty sure our, you know, our zipper was unzipped or there was toilet paper on our shoe or whatever, and that was not the case at all. But that's what I experienced. You know, I thought that there was something going on there. So all of us at various points have experienced painful situations and interactions that, again, may or may not have actually occurred, but internally we experienced that.
Yeah, I had big issues with my older brother, Roger. And I honestly cannot remember one single negative thing Roger ever did to me, okay?
Mm.
My issues with Roger is that he never did anything wrong. I was always messing up and barely getting through school and getting in trouble and stuff like that. Roger didn't make me do that. He didn't get mad at me for doing that. He was a great brother, but I had big issues with him because I couldn't live up to him, okay? I had issues with my mom, and she never hit me like my dad did, you know, and that sort of thing. I've never met anyone in my life who did not have a rejection issue. I've never met anyone who did not have a birth trauma in their life. And I've never met anyone, okay? We've all got this stuff regardless of how we grew up. And sometimes it's amazing. Sometimes the people who seem to have had it better have more issues. And maybe some of that is ancestral, but a lot of it is what Lynn just said. Maybe it's not the things that happen. It's just their perception and how they interpreted it. And that kind of becomes a trauma to them, even though looking at it from the outside, if you ask 100 people, was that a trauma, 100 would say no. But it was to that person because of their interpretation and perception of it. So we've all got this stuff. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I would mention, too, that this is not just a, not necessarily a healing issue, because it's also a prepping for the future. All of us are in relationships on various levels, and it just helps people to begin those relationships and keep those relationships on a healthy level. And then we should mention one thing, and this will give some people an idea of just some of my whacked outness. For many years, and you have to understand, I'm married to one of the most dynamic women on the planet. I'm very fortunate in one regard, and as far as that goes. But the other regard is she runs circles around me. If she and I were supposed to clean up a room, we'd come in and I would get a plan. You know, I'd want to sit down, and by then the room would be clean. And Phyllis would have actually enjoyed cleaning the room with me, whereas I contributed nothing. So I would be flooded with shame that she did everything, I did nothing. And she would not have even noticed. So for many years, Phyllis could say something to me like, "Hey, babe, thanks for unloading the dishwasher." And I literally would be hit with shame, because what I experienced was how little I contribute as far as just my own perception, my own reality, you know, my own feelings about it. And so it would be very hurtful for me that she would say something as benign as "thanks for unloading the dishwasher." Well, she's not wrong. Just like you say, 100 people watching would not go, "Oh, I can't believe she said that to him. She said, 'Thank you for unloading the dishwasher. That's so terrible.'" Well, of course not. But it was just within me. And I can trace some of that back to childhood experiences. You know, in my family of origin. And it wasn't until we were able to gather, and it was actually Phyllis that made the huge realization that, oh, okay, he gets flooded with shame whenever I thank him for unloading the dishwasher, which is absurd. I mean, it's so extreme, but that's what was happening with me. I wasn't trying to feel shame. It just was hitting me. But, you know, for everybody, we have things that hit us, you know, a certain way that may or may not be connected to it's not necessarily somebody throwing rocks at us, but it's just something that processes through us that hits us a certain way. And I'm a primary exhibit A of that as far as that,
well,
that thing hit me in a certain way.
Doesn't that go back to your statement, Dr. Glenn, where you said your perception becomes your reality?
Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I'm sad to say that Phyllis and I lived in that cycle for years, where I was just certain that the whole point of her thanking me for doing something was to insult me and to you know, make it clear to the universe how incompetent and unproductive that I was. And I am 100% convinced nothing could have been further from the truth for her, but that's what was happening inside of me. And so that cycle for the two of us, oh, my goodness, it's embarrassing to think how many hundreds or thousands of times, you know, that occurred and became our norm for a very long time. Yeah, and whole lot of pain connected to that.
And that was true with me, too. When Hope, my wife, kicked me out of the house about 2.5 years after we were married, said, I can't stand to live with you anymore. And she was exactly right. You know, Glenn, I felt like the idiot of the world. I felt like the biggest failure on planet Earth. But that was exactly what needed to happen. And that was the start of us healing and getting better. So before we go to questions here, I just want people to hear from you, Glenn, that no matter where they are in life, if they're a 14-year-old girl, if they're a 75-year-old married couple, if they're 40 years old and single and never plan to be in another relationship again, no matter where they are, they're going to get stuff from this that will help them heal and go to the next level in their life and experience.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And a big part of it, even just the foundational thing as far as recognizing identity, just before we got on this call, I was working with a couple, I forget what state they're in, but they have begun using that language to recognize that, oh, I'm losing identity. Even as I'm talking to you, I feel less than. You know, shame is kicking in for me. Well, the partner may not be saying or doing or meaning anything detrimental at all. But this individual was starting to recognize, whoa, I'm starting to lose identity here. And again, number one fundamental foundational human need, that's true for everybody, 100% of the people on this planet. We all require identity, just like oxygen. It's not good, bad, right, or wrong. We just do. We require oxygen. We require identity. And for them to get that as our identity stabilizes, and as we're able to recognize what brings me identity, what causes me to lose identity, and we can prevent a tremendous number of wounds, but then also process through the wounds that are already there.
And for every one of these life issues, you're going to get Dr. Glenn's, you know, this is what's going on, Dr. Glenn's solution of how to fix it, and the formulated custom code for me, Healing Code 1 and Healing Code 2 combination, about how to heal the source energetically, even if it's something that you cannot remember or it's unconscious, or even if it's in your ancestry. So, Ed, you want to go to Q&A?
Yeah, before we go to Q&A, I want to give everybody the website for them to be able to go and read about and further more information, and then for them to go ahead and take the time to invest in the Intimacy Codes home study course that we have developed and put together. Again, this is going to be the video and the audio from what Dr. Glenn and Dr. Alex did a few months ago. And I want to make another comment.
And it's also the handouts and the,
yes,
and the codes. It's also the,
yes,
handouts. It's everything you would need to do this at home at your own pace.
And I know that some of you that are on the call tonight, you may have purchased the live version of it. And we're going to follow up in the next 48 hours and send you an email and give you complete access to this content as well. So if you have already purchased the live audio when we promoted that, you're going to get free access to this. So do not, if you participate in the live event and you purchase that, do not purchase this tonight. We will be sending you an email and telling you how to be able to access that. But if you didn't do that, then please go to DR for Doctor, DrAlexanderLloyd.com/intimacy-codes-home-study. Again, DR for Doctor, DrAlexanderLloyd.com/.
Lloyd is one L.
Yep, one L, L-O-Y-D. /intimacy, I-N-T-I-M-A-C-Y, /codes-home-study. And you'll see the information there, and then you can scroll down at the bottom and go ahead and put your investment in and get the Intimacy Codes Home Study course. Let me make sure that everybody that's on track for us tonight, if this is one of your first times with us, then you don't know how to get on for me to actually recognize you and to ask a question. But if you press star 2 on your phone, that will pop up on my dashboard, and then I will be able to identify if you've dialed in. Now, if you joined us by the internet, I won't be able to do that. I won't see the actual number. But if you've dialed in, whether it's a landline phone or a cell phone, I'll be able to see the last four digits, and I will be able to recognize you, and we'll unmute your phone, and you can ask the question. So it's star 2 to raise your hand. And if you've joined us by the webcast, there is the Q&A box on that. And if you have any question, you can ask the question. You can insert it there, and then I'll see it, and I'll be able to answer the question. And we didn't have a question, but we had Felicia from Buenos Aires says, hello from Argentina. So thank you for joining us from around the world tonight.
Hello.
So let's go ahead, and I'm going to take the first call. The person is calling in from, it looks like, Dublin, San Ramos, California, and the last four digits of your phone are 7855. You're unmuted. Please ask your question.
Thank you. My name's Patty, and I was wondering, is this an individual thing, or can you do this together with your husband?
Both. You can do it individually, or you can do it with another person, or you can do it with a group. Correct, Glenn?
Yes, absolutely. It's funny, as this has grown and evolved around the world, and we're working with people on four different continents now, for me to hear things that people are doing, how they're using this, that I didn't even know about, such as a group, which, again, 2 years ago, I don't know that I would have even recommended that because it was kind of out of my realm. But using this now with family settings, we have businesses that are implementing in their management team meetings, which, again, 2 years ago I would have said, wait, what? I don't know that that's a good idea. But business involves people. So absolutely, individual, couple, and, again, I would mention we do empty chair work where the person, even though I'm in the room, but they're really sitting alone, but they're processing through the relational wounds with a relationship, even though that person may not be physically present in the room at the moment. So, yes, absolutely. Individuals and couples as well. It's very, very powerful.
Great. Okay. We have somebody from New York City, and the last four digits of your phone, 3145. You are unmuted. Please ask your question.
Okay, one, can you please repeat that awfully long domain name?
Yes. Yes. DR.
I mean, you got to come up with some shorter.
DR for Dr. Alexander Lloyd, LOYD.com, /intimacy, and then a dash, and then codes, and another dash, and then home, another dash, and the word study. Now, in personal defense, Alex and I did not create this. yes, this
that's
link,
correct.
Link. We were given this afternoon by the team that put this together for us, and so we're going, okay, well, we're going to cope with it. But we had a busy afternoon. Otherwise, I would have tried to have shortened it down, but we didn't. So Dr. Alexander Lloyd, LOYD.com/intimacy, INTIMACY, codes, CODES, home, study. And hopefully that will get you there, and we'll repeat it more than one time before we get off tonight. And by the way, there is going to be a replay of this as well. We've had a couple of people submit that from the internet that have wondered to know if there's going to be a replay. Somebody else has submitted a question, Alex, and they say, I got the live audio the last time and began using the healing codes then. Will these codes still be valid for me to utilize today?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it cost us about $20,000 to put this together. And I've already said, if you were to get the time from Glenn and I for this, that'd probably be about $2,000. And we haven't told them the price. It's $97. I've been doing this stuff for 16 years. This may be the best deal we've ever offered, is this entire workshop, audio, video, handouts, codes, everything, $97.
Yep. And I want to – somebody else had submitted thing and call your attention. It's intimacy-codes, that's plural. She had tried it with code, C-O-D-E, and yes, you did get an error message because it's codes. Intimacy-codes, CODES-home-study. So we'll make sure that you can get that. Let me go back here and refresh and see if we do have any other questions coming in. Yes, we have the same gentleman you were on earlier, 3145. You are unmuted. Please ask your question.
Oh, thank you. Is there a difference between this intimacy code and the relationship code that's in the store on the healing code?
Yeah, they are totally different things. The relationship codes is going through the 12 healing code categories and giving you codes for every one of those categories of issues, and then how to use that with the relationship issues finder to find and heal your issues. This is really more like a counseling setting where it's kind of like you and Glenn in his office, and then for about an hour, you and me in my office, saying, okay, what's going on with you, and okay, here's how these problems develop, here's what needs to happen to fix them, and then here's the code to use to help fix that. So there, yes, that I would say there's a little bit of overlap, but they're very, very different.
Okay. Let's go to Redding, California, and the last four digits of your phone number, 4046. You are unmuted. Please ask your question.
Hi, yes. I am brand new at this. In fact, I was only got on the call about 10 minutes before it started. And I was wondering, what is the meaning of losing identity? I'm
go ahead,
not
Glenn.
Sure about that.
Okay, great question. Again, the example I gave, if you met someone and they just stared blankly at you, and you can Google still face experiments and stuff that Dr. Ed Tronick did in the 1970s, which has been replicated endlessly. But if I met you and I did not acknowledge you, if I did not identify you, if I did not give you some sense that you matter, that you have value, that you are a worthwhile human being, within about 20 to 30 seconds, it would become very, very awkward for you. Mm-hmm. And you're actually designed, you're wired, your brain is wired to move away from me because I have conveyed to you, whether by words or actions, that you don't have any value to me. I'm just kind of staring at you blankly. And you're designed to move away from that because it's a painful scenario. Whereas if I identify you, and again, I don't know you, but if I met you, hopefully, unless I've had the worst day of my life, I would be kind to you. I would smile at you. I would introduce myself. And then you simply receive identity. You feel better. You realize, you recognize that, oh, he cares about me. Now, we just met, you know, uh-huh. 8 seconds ago, so it's not that we're going to be best friends for life necessarily. But in that moment, you're receiving identity, and hopefully the same is happening with me in return, that you're being, you know, kind to me, polite to me, smiling at me, you know, letting me know that I matter to you.
And I would add that every time in your life that someone does not identify you, which for most people is hundreds, it creates a new memory with the accompanying negative thoughts, feelings, and beliefs about who you are as a person. So by the time you're 40, 50, 60, 70, the average person has hundreds of those instances where people did not identify them, and every one of those is adding to their stress barrel and creating anger, fear, high blood pressure, problems at work, whatever. So, and most people, they think about a situation like that that Glenn just described that took, what, you know, 60 seconds maybe in real time, and they just totally dismiss it. Oh, the boy, that felt really bad, but that's over now. No, it's not over now. Until you heal it, that's now become a part of you for the rest of your life until you fix it, and it's constantly sending a fear signal to the hypothalamus in your brain.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, our pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to remind everybody, if you have a question that you would like to ask and you want to get on, then please, we don't want to take any more time away from you this evening. And so let me go and see if we have any more from the internet, if we have one coming in. This is from Susan in Australia. And she says, thank you, Dr. Alex, joining with Dr. Glenn and addressing and having the courage to do so on such a vital subject. For some, it's a taboo subject, which is intimacy. It's key throughout all my healing codes and my energy coaching. Thank you very, very much.
Well,
thank you.
So that was from Susan. This is from Deborah in Florida. And let me look through here real quick. Your question is this more about our relationship to self? You mentioned something about the relationship between heart and mind. I have done so much work already, and the biggest thing I'm coming to terms with right now is my identity of how God made me as a highly sensitive person, and how I'm worried and how I'm wired so differently, and how to modulate my interior world so as to not be overwhelmed or overstimulated in my nervous system. I'm coming to see it as the blessing that God intended rather than the challenge. Mm-hmm. How might this help me?
Well, first of all, my wife is a highly sensitive person, and if she were here, she would probably laugh when she said that because she needs a word more than highly to describe her. And let me tell you, there's a reason for that, okay? That sensitivity is like a self-protection response, okay? Now, it may not have anything to do with your life. It may be from your parents. It may be from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, because those memories are passed down from generation to generation, okay? But this is for all of the above. This is for your relationship with yourself, with God, other people, those memories that you have inside you that are just internal to your heart and mind. It's for all of the above, in my opinion, Glenn. What do you say?
Yeah, one of the things that I tell clients a lot is that if they treated me the way they treat themselves, I wouldn't hang around with them. They're the meanest friend they could ever have, or if you call that a friend. And a lot of us have that tendency to be very, very unkind to ourselves. So absolutely, that comes into play for a tremendous number of people, that they literally have to learn to love themselves. They literally have to learn to befriend themselves. And I would say that's almost a starting point for a tremendous number of people, that they're unable to get into successful, even just interactions with others, until they are able to have a successful interaction with themselves, definitely.
Let me go and give the website one more time, and then it appears that we have one more, we have a couple of callers. So it's DR for Dr. DR Alexander Lloyd, LOYD.com/intimacy, intimacy-codes, codes-home, home-study, study. Okay, let's go back and let me check and see if we have anybody else from the internet. Nobody. And okay, caller again, back from New York City, 3145. You're unmuted, and ask your question again, sir.
Thank you. I forget that when I asked a question, you mute me like 10 seconds later. So I'm like talking. I'm talking to the wall. I'm sorry. This may be a stupid question, but I'm just asking. The concept between custom codes and this code, how does that correlate together or not?
Well, these are custom codes. These are just for these issues and no others. So these are custom codes that I formulated myself. So these are custom.
No, when I say custom, I mean custom like per person, like individualized.
Yeah, that's true. A coach could develop a code for these issues just for you. That is true. But these will work great. Now, if you want to hire a coach, and they can do that, absolutely. But you've already, in my opinion, you've already got what you need included.
Got it. I appreciate
okay.
it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You betcha. Have a great evening. Let me go back and see if we have any other from the internet. And okay, let's see. None there. And let's come here. Well, gentlemen, at this point, we do not have any more questions coming in. And let me give the website one more time. Dr. Alexander Lloyd, LOYD.com/intimacy, INTIMACY. -codes-home-study. Again, we're going to do our best to get this up in the next 36 hours for those of you that want to listen to it again and get some more meat out of this. I want to remind you, if you participated with the live audio event earlier, we want to get those information out to you, so we'll have the URL for you to log into and the password for you to have, and so you'll be able to access that entire content, and so you can have that as well. Gentlemen, that is it. Dr. Alex and Dr. Glenn, let me have you guys wrap it up. Dr. Glenn first.
Well, it's just such a delight to get to, of course, be with you, Ed, although I like Alex more than you because I've known him a lot longer, and he's really, really nice to me. He gives me a lot of identity, just to make that abundantly clear. Nothing personal. But I just appreciate the opportunity, and I do hope that people are listening in are able to take advantage of this. It's a great opportunity and just really, really powerful stuff. My heart's passion is seeing lives change, seeing darkness become light, seeing defeat become victory. So I do hope that people jump on this and just are really benefited by it, because I know the power of it personally and then also professionally as well.
Yeah, and that's why I'm here.
Dr. Alex, before you go, Dr. Alex, let me share this that just came through from Marilyn, and it just popped up on my screen, and she says, I would like to say that I bought the intimacy codes when it was the live weekend, and I highly recommend them. I have been using them with myself and my family, and we have all benefited from them greatly.
Hmm.
So
that's from
Marilyn. So I wanted to share that before, Alex, I turn it over to you and let you wrap it up.
Yeah, thank you so much, Marilyn. I was actually hoping that some of those people that were here and gave us those testimonials would chime in. So thank you so much. I'm also here, as Glenn said, because I've seen the power of this. Mm-hmm. And let me just tell you, I've been in the counseling field my whole adult life. And first of all, if you go to almost any counselor I know of, and I know quite a few of them, you're not going to get this, all right? They're going to do straight-laced what they were taught in school or on a practicum or internship, and it's primarily going to be coping skills, all right? Dr. Glenn went way out of the box. They don't teach most of this in school to find these solutions. All right, and I really think most of it is just because he's gifted by God for it. And I always look for someone who's gifted and passionate rather than trained. All right, there's a big difference in those. And he is gifted and passionate. And the other part, you know, I'm not a big money guy, but you're getting this at about 5% of what it would cost you out on the market. 5%, okay? And the best thing is you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to talk your husband into talking to somebody or any of that stuff. You just, you know, view it in your own time. You can view it over and over and over, and you've got the handouts, you've got the codes, you've got everything you need for wherever you are in your life and whatever you're needing to heal, even if it's a health issue, an anger issue, a financial issue, by healing those source relationship issues. So I've been so excited about bringing this to you, and now it's up to you. So whatever you do, God bless you, and I love you, and thank you so much, Glenn, and man, I'm honored to do this stuff with you. Anytime, anywhere, just like Sam I am, I'm in, man. Thank you, Ed, so much, and that's it for me.
You bet.
Thank you, Ed.
Okay, everybody take care this evening. Bye-bye.